Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وسئل عليه السلام عن الإيمان فقال الإيمان معرفة بالقلب وإقرار باللسان وعمل بالأركان.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam was asked about belief when he said, belief means appreciation with the heart, acknowledgement with the tongue, and action with the limbs.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, one of the beautiful things that we find in this living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, by the name of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, is this idea that he was incredibly humble, right? Despite having this wilaya and this authority and this guardianship over the Muslims, and having, of course, this vast amount of knowledge and wisdom, you know, which he had been taught by the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, this vast amount of treasure and trove and ocean of knowledge that Imam Ali alayhi salam had, never ever do you find him being arrogant or being haughty or being proud or being in your face about having that great amount of knowledge and that wealth of wisdom that His Eminence, the Commander of the Faithful, alayhi salam, had.
In all places, you find him to be incredibly humble, incredibly down to earth, you know, incredibly submissive to the Almighty Allah in all its different aspects and all its different forms. It's interesting, but we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam himself has said at one point, he said that the most foolish of people is the one who thinks that he is the most intelligent. And, you know, really, this is something that we see in the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, how despite being the most intelligent of people, having this treasure trove of knowledge and wisdom, as we have said, you know, never do you find him proclaiming or announcing that he is the most intelligent of people. You never find him putting other people down because of this great amount of knowledge and wisdom that he has. Matter of fact, Imam Ali alayhi salam here is saying that the most foolish of people is the one who thinks that he's the most intelligent. And sometimes we as human beings, we have a tendency to become very arrogant and very proud and very in your face and very haughty that, you know, we have some knowledge or we have some intelligence or we have some wisdom. And so first and foremost, we ourselves should be very careful of behaving in this kind of a manner, you know, when we get some kind of a position or we have some kind of acquired knowledge, whether it's in the religious sciences or the non-religious sciences, it doesn't matter. And so first and foremost, we should focus on ourselves, make sure we don't act like this. And on the other hand, this should be a warning sign for us that whoever has this very proud and arrogant, you know, aura around themselves because of this, you know, so-called knowledge or wisdom that they, you know, perceive themselves to have, be very careful, because as far as Imam Ali alayhi salam is concerned, an individual who behaves like that is actually very foolish. They're not intelligent, and most probably they will get you into trouble one day or the other. A profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا وعلام القاصدين إليك واضحا.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from thee, like a rainfall. And in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. Whoever, from whatever religion or nationality, studies the life of Ali, one of the first things he will come to realize is this universality of the personality of Ali ibn Abi Talib. There are many, many examples where a person by the name of Michael Naima, a Lebanese Christian who wrote a preface to the book of George Jordaq, who was a Christian, although now they are saying he became a Shia now, but we are talking about 50s. He wrote the book. The book was published in 1958. And so at that time, Michael Naima was a writer himself. Jordaq was a writer also. And Michael Naima wrote the preface to the book of George Jordaq, which is known as Al-Imam Ali, Sawtul Adalat Al-Insaniya, where he talks about Imam Ali as the voice of human justice. Michael Naima, in his preface, says something very interesting, and let me quote this paragraph from him. He says, Ali was born in the Arabian land, but he is not confined to the Arabs. So there is no geographical limitation to his personality. Although Islam brought forth the fountains of his blessings, he does not belong to Muslims only. He says, yes, Ali came in that, you know, context of Islam. Islam was the basis for it. But you cannot say he is only for Muslims. And then he relates to this book that he wrote the preface for. He said, if he had been for the Muslims only, how could his noble life captivate the soul of a Christian writer in Lebanon in 1956 so that he may study and analyze his life and like a poet praise his fascinating judgments and the scenes of his courageous, you know, encounters in the battlefield, not only when he killed the enemies, even when he restrained himself and was humane and kind to the enemies, and also the interesting incidents of his life. So he's emphasizing the point that if Ali was confined to one era and for one people, Why would a person from Lebanon in 1956, from a Christian background, be so much captivated by the life and the thoughts of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam?
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.